Attention, everyone. Attention. We're on the air. Hello, and welcome to Fast News in Global Insight, a place where you can catch up on the notable events around the world and get it done quickly. Yesterday, gunmen attacked a mosque in Egypt's North Sinai province at the height of Friday prayers. They set off explosives and opened fire, killing over 300 people in the deadliest attack ever on Egyptian civilians by Islamic extremists. According to eyewitnesses, the attack was carried out by 25 to 30 militants carrying Islamic State flags, who arrived at the mosque in five all-terrain vehicles. The mosque that was attacked is used by Sufi Muslims. So who are the Sufis? According to a New York Times report, Sufism is a mystical form of Islam that emphasizes the inward search for God and shuns materialism. The Islamic State targets Sufis because it believes that only a fundamentalist form of Sunni Islam is valid. Meanwhile, Zimbabweans greeted the swearing-in yesterday of Emmerson Mnangagwa, the country's second leader since independence from white minority rule in 1980. Mnangagwa was fired earlier this month as vice president by ex-president Robert Mugabe, who attempted to clear the way for his wife Grace to take over the government after he stepped down. Mugabe was the world's oldest head of state when he quit Tuesday amid impeachment proceedings. He's 93 years old. Many are hopeful the new leadership will revive Zimbabwe's economy. In 2009, Zimbabwe began using the U.S. dollar after their economy was racked by hyperinflation. So you may be wondering, how high could inflation actually go? In November 2008, in Zimbabwe, inflation sat at 79 billion%. The ink used to print money was worth more than the money itself. The country will need to return to their own monetary system with an injection of cash, but Western leaders are wary of loaning to a fragile Zimbabwean economy. Even though the nation enjoys a new leader, the old ZANU-PF party is still in control. Some say China may become Zimbabwe's new banking partner. I'll keep an eye on that development and update you later. So what's currently happening in North Korea? As you may have recently heard on the news, Kim Jong-un's regime was recently returned to the U.S. list of terrorist-sponsoring nations. There's been a lot of talk of nuclear threats from North Korea, especially since reports have been coming out that another missile test is imminent. Personally, I worry more about a chilling and potentially devastating attack of an EMP, or electromagnetic pulse, device. Using intercontinental ballistic missiles, accuracy is paramount to inflicting the most damage. On the other hand, an EMP does not necessarily require as much accuracy. As you know, an EMP is designed to disrupt and shut down the power grid. Peter Vincent Pry, who is the chief of staff of the now-defunded Congressional EMP Commission, recently testified about the EMP threat before a Congressional Homeland Security Subcommittee. He concluded that such an EMP attack would wreak havoc across the whole of the continental United States. He said the U.S. can sustain a population of 320 million people only because of modern technology. An EMP that blacks out the entire electric grid for a year would decimate the critical infrastructure necessary to support such a large population. In 3 days, the food supply in local grocery stores would be completely gone. and the 30-day national food supply and regional warehouses would begin to spoil because there's no electricity to keep the coolers running. In 1 year, Pry contends that up to 90% of the population could perish from starvation, disease, and total societal collapse. Thanks for listening. Remember, be aware of your surroundings, stay calm, and be prepared.